Right away last time, you better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller, there's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee like it. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
Yes, that's right. It is 8:15 on a Tuesday morning, which means it's He Shoots, He Scores time. Joining me in the studio is director extraordinaire Toby Morris. Hey, Toby.
Morning, Mitch.
How you going, man?
You're good.
Now, you're in that chair every single Tuesday to help explore the world of music in film. What are we going to learn about this morning?
This week, Mitch, it's all about Lalo. La 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 la, la la la, la la la.
This sounds very familiar, Toby Morris.
Yeah, you know that tune, Mitch?
I do.
Channel 9 News, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Channel 9, bunch of hacks, man. That's genuine Lalo.
Oh, so who is Lalo?
All right, so that tune is written by the incredible, the inimitable Argentinian composer Lalo Schifrin.
Ah.
That's the tar sequence from the soundtrack of the 1967 film Cool Hand Luke.
Ooh.
And that tune was later licensed by news programs all over the world to use as their opening number.
Yeah, so it's incredible. I love that bit of noise.
And it is just one example of the incredible impact Lalo has had on the world of screen music.
Tell us more.
Are you ready for a list?
I'm ready for a list.
Mission Impossible, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Dirty Harry, Starsky and Hutch, Bullet, Rush Hour, and of course, Enter the Dragon.
Ooh.
You name it, Lalo composed it. He's like the funky version of John Williams. Okay? And the man knows how to write a tune, Mitch. Forget about Yeezy. Forget Kanye. Forget about Iggy Azalea. Forget about the Karma Police. It's all about Lalo.
It's all about Lalo.
This is the guy whose soundtrack for The Exorcist was too scary for the general public, Mitch.
I thought that's where...
Right?
Yeah, you mentioned that
so
before.
It was so scary that they had to throw it out. They didn't even use it because it was too scary.
Too scary.
Not everyone can handle Lalo.
No, that's right.
But I think you can.
Ooh, I hope so.
Which is why this morning we're going to be playing a tune from Bruce Lee's biggest and tragically final film, Enter the Dragon.
Ah.
What do you think of Enter the Dragon, Mitch?
I think it's...
Don't think! Feel! That's what Bruce says. Now, Enter the Dragon is a 1973 Hong Kong martial arts film directed by Robert Klaus and starring, of course, Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've seen a lot of martial arts film, Mitch.
Yep.
I bloody love them.
You love them?
I used to have a genuine obsession with Jackie Chan. Who, incidentally, is in this film 3 times.
Really?
He's part of the stunt crew.
Oh.
He's one of the henchmen. He gets his neck snapped by Bruce.
Ooh.
And this was actually Jackie's big break. He met the producers on this film who would go on to launch his career.
Of course, isn't he exploded?
But we're talking about Lalo, not Jackie.
Okay.
We did Jackie Chan. So martial arts films, they're great. What else does everybody love? James Bond films. And Enter the Dragon, it's the best of both worlds.
Ah.
So we got Lee, played by Bruce Lee, so he didn't want to get confused on set there, who is a sort of a secret agent, pretty much,
yep,
who infiltrates the island lair of Han's Island. Mr. Han.
Han's Island.
Han is an evil guy with metal hands.
Ooh.
Exactly the same as Dr. No from the great James Bond film.
Mm.
He even dresses the same. But look, I'm not complaining. That's my 2 favorite things. So, look, the film was perhaps the first major collaboration between China and Hollywood. And, look, English and Chinese, they're very different languages.
They are very different
languages.
There's
no debate in that.
No.
So, look, there's a big fight scene where they needed doves. They needed a lot of doves.
Okay.
But
for a fight scene?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ambiance. But somewhere along the way, things got lost in translation, and somebody rocks up to set with a crate full of frogs. That's true.
Not quite the same ambiance, I think.
I think they jigged the schedule around a little bit there. Not quite the same.
What do they do with the crate full of frogs? They put them to some good use.
Yeah, look, pets for all the crew's kids.
Yep.
So look, a Chinese Hollywood co-production with an Argentinian doing the score. It's multicultural madness. But we're going to listen to the theme from Enter the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece which plays about 8 minutes into the film.
Yep.
When we've got our opening credits coming up. Music by Lalo Schifrin.
Yep.
Starring Bruce Lee. Stuntman Jackie Chan. So all these credits are coming up over footage of our various martial artist experts.
Mm-hmm.
The best martial artists in the world. They're all making their way to Hans Island for a big tournament. It sets the mood. And what do you get when you rearrange the letters of Kung Fu and leave some of them out? Funk. That's right. We've got some funky music. Lalo's music sets the mood, and that mood is funk.
All right. And I just imagine some frogs creeping across the screen to cause some ambience. Thanks so much, Toby Morris.
Thank you.